Welcome back, friends, to Press Row. We are delighted to have a long-standing friend of our show, Ken Rogers, who has made a regular summertime appearance here, getting ready on Press Row as he gets ready to go neck deep into whatever preseason camp. He is, of course, the show head of Hard Knocks, the HBO series that follows around until this year, a specific NFL team through preseason. This year, it will be Hard Knocks Los Angeles, and they will be bouncing around between Chargers, Rams, the stadium, all of the things that are happening in Southern California. Ken, my man, first question, I hope you are safe, and how are you doing through a 2020 that none of us could have expected?
As good as you can do. I appreciate it. I hope all is well there, and certainly my best to all the listeners.
All right, as you get ready for what is going to be a surreal season, are you a little bit worried that there are too many storylines, especially with two teams? When you talk about social justice, when you talk about COVID-19, when you talk about uncertainty, when you talk about everything that's going on, it feels like you would need 14 episodes rather than five.
Yes. You know, you said I'm neck deep. I would say I'm much deeper than neck deep.
Okay.
I'm several bodies deep. But, you know, I'd rather that than the opposite. You know, there's been plenty of films or shows in my career where I wish I had more storyline to cover. So it's a great problem to have this year, to have two teams. And to be honest with you, that it got cut down a lot from what it could have been. There are no preseason games this year.
Right.
They're not going to be practicing through the first episode, just the conditioning. So there's a lot less than we thought, and we still are going to have way too much. Certainly with the amount of characters on both teams, there's a lot of interesting players. We think two really fascinating coaches. And then you add on top of that all of these protocols. It's not just going to be a football show this year. It's going to be, I think, the only real-time look at an American workplace trying to figure it out in real time, how to go back to work. We see other sports leagues trying to figure it out, and we see the news of how they're doing it, but there's real no inside access as to how teams are going about it on a daily basis. And we're gonna be right there. We've been shooting for days now of how the teams are going about it. And I think it's going to be a fascinating look at how the National Football League is going about their business and trying to get back to work. And I think people, regardless of their sports fandom or loyalties, we're going to be fascinated at seeing what everyone in the country is trying to do, which is try to get some sort of normalcy back in their lives.
All right, Ken, I'm going to toot your horn a little bit right here. Hard Knocks has been on HBO for a long time. This series this year will debut August 11th at 10 p.m. Doing a little research, 18-time Sports Emmy Award-winning series. You have been a very accomplished 30 for 30 leader director with everything from Elway to Marino to Belichick and Saban to the Four Falls of Buffalo. Is this the most unpredictable project you've ever been a part of?
It certainly is by far the most unpredictable Hard Knocks. I would say Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells sitting down for the two Bills
felt
a little unpredictable when it came to a 30 for 30. And
right.
I wasn't quite sure how that was going to feel. I knew my heart was probably beating a little bit harder than it is right now at this moment. I think the pressure of those two sitting right in front of me probably was a little bit more frightening. But this is definitely more unpredictable in the scope of it, in the fact that there's 180 players showing up, 20 of those may be cut right away, and we have no idea how this is going to go, and our job is just to capture what happens. So we got pretty used to, as you said, over the years, so many programs, you know, come and go, but this has been on the air for so long. We got used to what Hard Knocks is, and this year that's not going to be it. This will be a completely different show, and we have to be ready for that. So from our crews to our editors to myself, we have to train ourselves to be ready to turn on a dime rather than go with our instincts that have been developed over 20 years now. You know, we started with the Ravens after they won the Super Bowl in 2000. So we're talking 20 years now. This show has been ingrained in us at NFL Films, and this we have no idea what's going to happen. So we're a little anxious, I can tell you that. Not anxious, but excited.
Well, and I think that has high hopes. I know a lot of us had high hopes last year. I'm certain you did too. And there's no way to tell how the finished product's going to resonate or whether how it's going to play out, just because it's real life in real time as you guys are trying to document it. Were you happy with last year with the Raiders? How would you describe your thoughts on how last year turned out?
Yeah, we were thrilled with it. I mean, the first episode, I could tell you, was the highest rated episode in the history of Hard Knocks.
Wow.
And ratings aren't everything, but I think people responded to it. I kind of laugh when I see the criticism. There's a lot of criticism out there about, well, they didn't cover the Antonio Brown saga because, you know, Antonio was out of camp for a lot of the camp. He was away, and there were lawsuits about his helmet, and there was a lot of drama. And, you know, we are a training camp show, and we cover what happens at camp. And I think we probably could have done a better job at explaining this fact. And the fact is, no one at training camp cared about what was happening with Antonio Brown. The other players care about themselves. They're worried about making the team or getting better. The front office was truly worried about the other 89 players that were there. The lawsuits were happening in private courtrooms across the country. There was really nothing happening at training camp regarding Antonio Brown when he wasn't there. It was, of course, the number one story on the news cycle every night. And I think we could have done a better job at saying, you might be watching this on the nightly news, but it's not a story here at camp. And maybe explaining that better. But it truly wasn't a story at camp. And so maybe it felt like an omission, but it really just wasn't there. So I think Coach Gruden was the star, as we knew he was. And there was a lot of great young players that everyone got to see. And Antonio, when he was there, was, of course, a huge storyline. And I think the Raiders are going to continue to be growing force in the league. I can't wait to see the new stadium with or without fans. And I think the league is a lot better when the Raiders are relevant.
Ken, thanks again for coming on with us. And I definitely don't mean to make this all about Antonio Brown, but, you know, the guy doesn't have a team right now. He's not in the league. When you're producing something, when you're directing something, I mean, you're rooting for good storylines. And sometimes those can be negative, and sometimes those can be overly positive. How would you feel if, like, Antonio Brown was picked up by the Rams or picked up by the Chargers? Would that be something that you think would add value to this upcoming season, or is that something that you're kind of praying does not happen?
Yeah, I have to. I'm agnostic when it comes to whether or not it's
right
for the team. I tend to leave it to the team. When it comes to the show, I'm all for what the fans find interesting. I think new sort of storylines are interesting. It comes with negatives, and I think I just sort of mentioned what the big negative is the expectations get high, and people really think that attention that the media pays to it, to that storyline or that player, is equaled by the attention given at camp, and it really isn't the case. Yeah. And so it becomes difficult to do it justice in some fans' minds, because people are expecting the Antonio Brown hour, and it's not really the case at camp. And so some people get disappointed. But we've had plenty of humongous storylines and humongous stars, from Chad Johnson being arrested and cut from the team, to Revis showing up on the last day of camp after a whole camp worth of holdouts. And some of those events I wish didn't happen, and some of those events I'm glad happened. But when they happen, our job is just to cover them and do them justice, and make sure that the fans see exactly how they happen, and not try to make them a positive or negative, and just, be documentarians. That's what we do.
That voice, of course, is Ken Rogers, the show head of Hard Knocks, the HBO longstanding, celebrating their 20th year, the HBO series that follows NFL teams through training camp. He is a uber accomplished sports documentarian. How do you approach that? Arguably the biggest star in this whole thing is a $5 billion building.
it's a big building.
yes, it
awesome
is.
Building. and a building that a lot of people were looking forward to going into this year, that not as many people will probably be able to go into. And we were certainly looking forward to preseason games being played in SoFi Stadium this year, that might, be missed certainly in the narrative this year. It's definitely a bummer that the stadium was going to be very cool to show off. I've seen plenty of footage of it, and it is awesome, and I wish we could show it off. I'm sure it's going to be shown off in full on the kickoff Sunday Night Football when the Cowboys visit the Rams, and I'm bummed that we can't show it off, but I know we are going to be doing shoots there. I think both teams are able to do two practices or two events there of some sort. So we will be there. We will certainly show the stadium off. I just think it'll be a bummer that it won't be in a game. I mean, the real bummer for me is that the two teams, the Chargers and Rams, were scheduled to play each other in the preseason. And that was going to be just a great Hard Knocks moment for us,
right,
to have the two teams face each other. And I'm bummed that that's gone, but I still am glad we get to show the stadium off a little bit.
All right, Ken, you've been doing this show long enough. You know how we wrap this puppy up. We're going to go through a rapid fire. First thing off the top of your head, you ready to play?
I will do my best, as always.
Your best guess on a percentage level that we have a Super Bowl in February?
98%.
Ooh. What has been your favorite Hard Knock season? And I know that's asking, like, who's your favorite kid, but if you have a favorite, which is it?
The Texans.
Okay. Rams or Chargers player you are most intrigued to get to follow?
Derwin James.
Ooh, good call. Excellent call. And finally, are these the two best uniforms in the NFL?
There's certainly one, and I think both are top five.
Ken, we can't thank you enough. You're a regular around here. You always make us smarter. We watch Hard Knocks every year, and not just because we're sucking up to you, because you do great work and it's great television. And thank you for taking the time, sir, and stay safe.
All right, I appreciate it. You too.
That is Ken Rogers right there on the hotline, friends. Stick around. When we come back, we'll get to the Painter Ready poll question and ask a couple of things to Wells on Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.